Wisdom, stand erect, let us listen to the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with you.
Please remain standing. We're going to do the prayer for Ukraine. O Lord our God, look down with mercy on the Ukrainian people. Protect and save them from the unjust aggressors who seek to subdue them. Grant them steadfast trust in your mercy and protection. O Mother of God, who gave us your miraculous icon of Zhivanitsa, intercede for the Ukrainian people, who run to the shelter of your mercy in their times of need. O Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Grant peace and protection to the people of Ukraine. Give them strength and courage to defend what is good, right, and holy. Keep them safe from harm and provide for all their needs, both temporal and spiritual. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and deliver us from distress. For you are merciful and compassionate and love mankind. And to you we give glory, to the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever.
Sunday as a mayor of Mary Women. And he So, today is the first Sunday of our 2024 Parkville Annual Appeal. And I'm just going to do some announcements and read about what it is again, but most of you should know what it is. Today marks the kickoff of the 2024 and the 9th Annual Parkville Appeal. First of all, the Ukrainian Catholic Foundation and FFP would like to extend a huge thank you once again for your very generous support over the past 8 eparchial appeals. These appeals raised over $964,000 for the FFP, for the St. Matthew Clergy Society, and for the Bishop Roberto Foundation. In addition, parish and missions have also benefited another $152,360 through the parish rebate program, where parishes that raise more than their parochial appeal goal receive a rebate. Your support of the appeal will continue to nurture, grow, preserve, and strengthen our Ukrainian Catholic faith and to make our parishes vibrant. A heartfelt and sincere thank you for your support. The theme of the 2024 Annual Parochial Appeal is Remember Us, O Lord. Through the efforts of the Parochial Appeal, we are asking God to remember us to rejoin, to reconnect, and to reattach us so that we can work together for the greater good of everyone in equity across our province. We are all responsible for the spiritual health and well-being of the members of the FFP. This appeal gives us the opportunity to follow Jesus' example by sharing some of his gifts given to us so that the FFP can continue to provide services that will be a benefit to the faithful of the FFP. The 2024 Annual Parochial Appeal initiatives will be the same as they were last year. These are the Ukrainian Catholic Religious Education Center, the Parochial Communications Office, St. Matthew Clergy Society, Bishop Roberti Foundation, the Chancery Office Support. During each Sunday of the Parochial Appeal, we will highlight each of these initiatives with more details and how they are so essential and vital to our equity and why they are worthy of our support. In the 2023 Annual Parochial Appeal, only about 20% of the faithful in equity supported this appeal. We are prayerfully hopeful that you consider supporting the 2024 Parochial Appeal to significantly increase that average. Therefore, we humbly and graciously ask those parish families who can do so to please consider making a gift of $125 on behalf of your family, plus another one or two gifts of $125 on behalf of another family who may not be in a financial position to donate to the appeal. Of course, the foundation would be most grateful for a gift of any amount. In the next week or so, you will be receiving your annual parochial appeal letter package in the mail, which will contain detailed information on the various programs supported by the 2024 appeal. Like it has in the past 8 years, your gift to the 2024 appeal will make a significant difference and will serve as a powerful witness of God's love and mercy in our community. So that is the announcement for this week, for the start of our 2024 Annual Eparchial Appeal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christos Voskres. Christ is risen. So one day, a catechism teacher was teaching the story of Adam and Eve. Following the story, the children are asked to draw some picture that would illustrate what they learned from the story. Little Baldy was most interested and drew a picture of a car with three people in it. In the front seat, behind the wheel was a man, and in the back seat, there was a man and a woman. The teacher was at loss to understand how this illustrated the lesson of Adam and Eve, but little Baldy was prompt with his explanation. "Well, teacher," he said, "this is God driving Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during this 40-day celebration of Pascha, of the glorious resurrection of Christ during this time of Easter, we of course celebrate the risen Christ. How he has given us a chance to get back to the heavenly paradise that Adam and Eve had taken away from them because of original sin. Now everything we celebrated during this Easter season relates to this new life that Jesus has given to us. To the fact that Jesus is always going to give us eternal life in heaven, if only we accept this free gift. We accept his sacrifice that he made for us on the cross. In today's gospel story, these women came to the tomb wanting to anoint Jesus' body, to grieve his death, and to reflect upon their sorrow about Jesus' death. But instead, they saw an angel at this tomb, and this angel said that Jesus was no longer dead. Jesus had gone back to his heavenly home, and that the women had the responsibility to spread the word that Jesus has risen to everyone. Of course, these women were afraid. They were too shocked about what had happened to do what the angel told them to do. Yet, just like these women, we all have the responsibility in this world to spread the news about the risen Lord. We have the responsibility to make sure that every single person we meet hears these words. Christ is risen. Christos was Christ. The angel is telling all of us here today that we have to have full faith in the risen Lord, that everything that we do in this world is done because of our understanding that we have opportunity to also rise to the heavenly kingdom, that we do have the opportunity to rejoice with all the angels and saints in heaven. But what does God expect from us Christians on this earth? How does he want us to share the joy of the resurrection with others? Well, first of all, we need to remember that God has given every single one of us many talents, many treasures that we can use for the glory of God. I don't think any one of us here can really say to God that we have nothing to offer him, that we have nothing to give to him from our life. If we say this to God, are we really telling the truth to him? There is absolutely no reason that everyone in our church cannot spread the news of the to others in our society. We can be joyful. We can be full of certainty that Christ is indeed risen, and that because of his resurrection, we have been raised from our sinful state into a new beginning, a new understanding of what the purpose of our life really is. If all we do is complain about things, if all we do is mope around all the time and do not share our faith with others, then we are truly failing in our Christian responsibilities. Also, as part of the gifts and treasures given to us by God, we have the opportunity to work to build up our faith community, to make sure that our church, our equity, our community is financially supported, that we volunteer our time, our talents, our treasures for the good of our equity and our communities. We can complain all that we want that we have no money, that we have no time to do anything for our church, that we have no energy or talent to give anyone. But if we are really saying this, are we telling the truth to God? God has given us the opportunity to do great things with everything he has given to us in this world. And if we just ignore our responsibilities, if we just say that we do not want to support our church, that we do not want to support our parochial programs, that we will just come to church 1 hour a week and do nothing else at all to support our Christian faith, then we are really failing in our duty as Christians. Yes. In order to truly be the Christians God wants us to be, every single person has to give of themselves to the church community. Have to make sure that they are doing a part to support our parish and our equity. If we truly want to make disciples of all nations and bring the message of joy of the resurrection to everyone we meet, then we need to take a look at our lives and see if we are truly doing everything we can to be disciples of Christ. If we are not doing everything that we can, then why are we? If we are not prioritizing God in our lives, then what do we expect to receive as our rewards when we leave this earth and face Jesus at the final judgment? Yes, my dear people of God, if we want our parish and our equity to become vibrant, if we want it to become the best it can be, we have to look at what we are doing as individuals to help with this success. If we are doing nothing or very little, then what do we expect the results to be? I want to thank everyone in this parish who are giving their talents and gifts to build a vibrant parish community. And I encourage you who are afraid or uncertain of how to help our parish and our equity to come forward, to bring your God-given talents and gifts to help spread the word of God. We all need to be active in our parish, to be active in our everyday, in order to grow and thrive as Christians. So let us continue to pray for one another. Let us continue to help each other grow in our faith, to continue to give God our talents and our treasures, to build up His kingdom in our world. Then we can say,